Well, good morning, everyone. Last Sunday, after I did communion, Reed joked and asked me when my birthday was going to be. I said, well, March 28th. And he's like, well, we'll have to get you a pair of glasses. So I need these lights to help me read, so bear with me here. Noel did a great job of picking out songs this morning about faith. As you see, I titled the message, Faith Tested. It's something I think that's happening a lot right now. Trials, the way our country's going, events in our lives. Our faith is being tested, and for me it's been hard to not get discouraged or down or even question my faith. So I thought I'd make that the subject of a message. And when I started preparing, I was looking in James chapter 1 and was going to build off that and had to rework it several times. And I guess what I ended on was I picked out a bunch of verses. I'm going to be flipping through the Bible, and I'm just going to read them in order, and then I'll talk about what I read about in the end. But I got a whole bunch of verses here, and I'm just going to start in Psalms 66, verses 10 and 12. And I'll give you a little time if you want to follow along with me here. For you have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You have brought us into the net. You have laid an oppressive burden on our loins. You have made men ride on our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, yet you brought us into a place of abundance. The next verse I have is Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into grace, which we stand and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And the hope does not disappoint. The love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And then 1 Corinthians 10, 12 and 13. Therefore, let him who thinks he shall stand take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide you a way of escape also, that you will be able to endure it. And then 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content in weakness, with insults, with distress, with persecution, and with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And then 2 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6. For indeed, it was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him, yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed towards you. Test yourselves. See if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? But I trust that you will realize that we ourselves do not fail the test. Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. I'm going to need to slow down a little bit here so you can keep up with my page turning. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which is a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what it was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not those who shrink back to destruction, but those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. And then James 1, 2 through 8. Consider it to all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubt, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not expect he will receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded and unstable in all his ways. And then 1 Peter 1, the verse that was in the bulletin, 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then the last one is 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8. Now for this reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For these qualities are yours and are increasing. They render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, trials and tests, we have them, and a lot of these verses, they're supposed to bring us joy, not supplant us, because the Lord is using these trials. It talks in a couple of these verses, like the one in Psalms, about our faith being put to the fire like gold or like silver. And when they take gold and silver and they throw intense heat at it, intense fire at it, and it melts, and gold is heavy and it shrinks, and the other elements that are in it rise to the top as a slag that can be chipped off, and you have pure gold left over when you're done. So is the same here with our faith when put under trial. If we cling to our faith, if we stay in the faith, these trials, God uses them to burn off, to melt away the imperfections, that they can be chipped away and can become more pure through these trials. These tests makes you put your faith in action. It's not, we're not to shrink away. And I mean, the temptations, some of these trials, Satan is trying to destroy us, but God has promised that if we turn to him, he won't give us more than we can bear. So putting your faith into action, God's going to use that action to make you more pure. Be weak in yourselves in these trials. They come our way and we get bullheaded and like to think we can push our way through it, have our own way. But it's have... sorry. But our faith needs to turn us towards Jesus Christ and have his way. Humble yourself, be weak in yourself, and rely on the strength that can get you through from Jesus. And then it also talks a lot of those verses talk about in endurance and perseverance. These trials, it's like exercise. You don't build endurance and perseverance by not practicing your faith, by not acting on your faith, but it's a practice. It's an exercise of using your faith, turning to God, and that'll make you stronger in the faith. It'll make you more pure in your faith. And so that come the next trial, and the next trial, you have the strength, you have the endurance and the perseverance to see your way through it. And then the last verse I read talked about diligence in faith, and that set up a long sequence of events that if you're diligent, if you're faithful, faith will supply moral excellence, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, self-control, perseverance, perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness to love, and these qualities, when you are diligent, practicing your faith will be increasing. And that's the same as exercise. The exercise, you're going to increase in your faith and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, don't get discouraged. These trials, God works them to our good. It's in James 1:2, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. This is an opportunity for you to exercise your faith. A trial can seem hard. The things that are going on in this world can seem to want to crush us. But if we turn to our faith, if we turn to our Lord, we know that he will purify us. And that's the joy right there. Not that it's necessarily going to, the event's going to turn out the way we are, but the joy is we're coming, bringing ourselves closer and closer to Christ. We're going to be purified like gold. So I know I've struggled with a lot. I know there's people out here struggling with their faith, being tested with trials in their lives. But consider it joy. It's leading you closer to Jesus if you rely on your faith.